Every time you hear this knock on your door, you assume that it's like a friend of yours showing up, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Or somebody that wants to position themselves as my friend, but they're trying to trick me. So I still check the people.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. Recently, I had I guess they're not a telemarketer. They're a door-to-door marketer. What are they called?
A solicitor.
Solicitor. Show up at my door, and he did the universal knock. And I assumed that it was a friend of mine. I opened the door thinking it was going to be like my best friend Danielle or something. And nope, it was this guy that was selling, I think, solar panels for my house.
It's a crafty maneuver for them, but they may see your face drop when you actually open the door. I would think that would be heartbreaking after a while.
But the funny part is that I just learned, because it was trending on TikTok, that this sound, that knock, actually has a name. It's called the shaven cut. And how they used it back in the day and how it got that, because they would go like this, a shave and a cut, 2 bits, because 2 bits would mean a quarter. So they were knocking so the barber would open the door and give them a shave and a cut, and they would pay a quarter or whatever 2 bits is.
Was there flies? Was it cold out? I just don't understand why the barber would have his door closed, but okay.
Sure. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, I had no idea I had a name, but then I was like, it's like one of those universal sounds that everybody knows. So I thought I would do other universal sounds that you can make with your hands and see if you could recognize them.
Oh, boy. I sense that there'll be some sort of whoopee cushion.
Okay, ready?
Go. That's clapping.
No, all right. No, listen specifically. That's the Friends clap. No. That's the clap in the theme song of the Friends.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe I'll be better at the next one.
Oh, my gosh. How about this one?
The Addams Family.
There you go. See, okay. There's one.
All right.
Okay. This one requires me using my thighs. Okay,
what?
Ready? Yeah, ready?
I don't...
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
I mean, is that Three Amigos?
No, that's the hand jive.
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of the same maneuver there at the end.
That one is actually called the hand jive. It has a real name.
Okay.
I don't know if the Friends Clap is considered the Friends Clap, but I'm pretty sure it's the Friends Clap.
Truth is I just kept waiting for the Macarena, and when you didn't do it, I was thrown off.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this is a big one today, Raven.
Okay.
What actually makes a person happy? Everyone always says they want to be happier, right?
Sure.
So it's one of the longest running studies in history. It started in 1938, studying multiple generations of people. And why are you already laughing? Why are you already laughing?
Wait a minute. Who's been doing the research since 1938?
The Harvard Study of Adult Development.
All right. Well, when you say that, yeah, it sounds like they might actually be doing it. Okay.
Yep.
But 1938 seems like it was kind of a down time.
Yeah.
World War II and all.
Well, what they did was they started in 1938 and they took a group of about 735 people.
Yeah.
And they studied through their lives and then even their descendants. It went multi-generations.
Sure.
That they continued to do the questionnaires. They would check stress levels. They would do all kinds of like blood work on them to see what actually made people happy versus unhappy.
What'd they come up with?
So the director said that there is one thing that really stood out above all the rest that made people happy.
We learned that it's relationships, that good, warm relationships with friends, with family, not only make us happy, they actually keep our bodies and our brains healthier as we go through life.
Dang. I'm already shot myself in the foot.
Well, here's
too
the
late
good
for
news.
Me. Well, save yourself.
There's some people that like really stick to themselves and they're antisocial, and this is basically the opposite.
But you know what? I mean, we hear all that too, though, that you're supposed to have some time for you too, right?
The hardest part
is the balance.
But it's not just romantic relationships. It's relationships with your coworkers, with your friends, with basically like your postal worker. Just overall having positive feelings around people and then having certain people that you can confide with. So besides the obvious of not being lonely, how do relationships make people happy?
They are stress regulators. So all of us are stressed every day.
Yeah.
And it seems that good relationships really help us manage stress. And as we know, stress is a big driver of health problems.
You know, it's funny because I have these three girlfriends and I'm on a text chain with them and we've been friends for many, many years. And over the years, they've all moved away. So we're all over the country. But we talk every single day. There is not a single thing that is happening in our lives that the other ones don't know about.
Okay.
And we always say, what would we do without each other? Like the sounding board. So this kind of like, we always say like, we're each other's mental strength at a lot of times. And it's important to have those people.
Sure. Well, right? I mean, it's well known that stress will kill you. Right. It'll lead to, you know, a regular relative sickness. It'll lead to depression and other things, but it can affect your physical well-being as well.
So what qualifies as a good relationship?
So, for example, being able to be yourself in a relationship, to be being able to say what's really important to you. Security, feeling like somebody's really got your back. So we asked people in our study, who could you call in the middle of the night if you were sick or scared? List everybody you could call. And people could list people who they could go to.
You're sick in the middle of the night. Who are you calling?
Mama!
My first thing I personally was like my mom or my dad. Even to this day, I'm like, I mean, besides my wife.
Dad.
I mean, obviously.
My wife would be aware that I was sick.
Yeah, she's there.
Right.
Anybody else. But also, coworkers is a big deal. If you have like a toxic work environment, it's really bad for your long-term health. So I just want to say to Raven, you should thank me.
Is that what?
Yes.
You think that you're elongating my well-being?
I mean, I'm making you live forever.
Yeah, I was thinking that you were shortening my life day by day.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Group therapy, here we go. What's the thing that's driving you crazy right now? You can get it off your chest. Call 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Susan.
Well, I work at a restaurant. And if you order a Coke with no ice, that's all I need to know about you.
Who are these people with the no ice and the drinks? My wife does this when she's got like a hangover and wants a club soda. Like what? That, I guess it's one thing. She says that the bubbles is not enough bubbles.
What? What?
But this ain't France. I want my drink nice and cold.
I always wonder, because I come from a restaurant family, so I've dealt with this for many times. Do they do that because they don't want to order a second drink because they think you're going to charge them for the second Coke and they just think they're getting more soda that way?
Mm.
Or do they just like it lukewarm?
Yeah, well, it's even worse when they order the ice on the side. Then right. I want to say, get out of here.
What?
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yep. Nope.
That's all I need to know about you. You're right, Susan.
Yes. Rick, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're constantly walking around with your phone on speaker, like taking calls or listening to videos or anything, that's all I need to know about you.
And it seems like so many more people are doing this like it's normal lately.
I mean, I feel like they've been doing it for half a decade at this point right now. I mean, maybe they're getting worse. I also feel like people are doing the thing where they've got the ear pods in, but they'll have their conversation at full volume anyways. You know, when they're walking around in the store or different location. And imagine if when that person asks you for assistance on something, they're still in the middle of another conversation while they're doing that. Because I've seen them do this to people in the store. You remember when we used to have phone calls and you just wrap them up? Like the phone would ring.
Yeah.
You'd answer it. Let's role play. Mm-hmm. You go ahead. You call me right now. Bring.
Bring, bring,
oh,
bring.
Oh, hey. What's going on? It's Raven.
Hey, what's going on right now? Do you have 10 minutes to talk about nonsense?
Sure. I was going in the store, but let's make it quick. I'll just stay here in the car.
Yeah, we'll have this conversation later.
Well, either way, I'm just saying is people took the time to have a conversation somewhere else without everybody else before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't do that.
Monique, that's all I need to know about you.
If you take mini golf too seriously, that's all I need to know about you. My boyfriend and I nearly broke up over the weekend because he said I was like I was cheating on my stroke count or something like that. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah? Because it sounds like in your voice, the tone of your voice, you might know a little bit about what he was talking about. You don't know anything about what he was talking. Hardly ever have I been accused of something and have zero idea what they're talking about. I might have 10% idea. I might have 20%. I might have 80%. I might have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you got some idea.
Were you cheating, yes or no?
No, I was winning.
Yes.
Not cheating.
No, I get it. My husband gets very, because he's like a quote-unquote real golfer. So when we go to play mini golf, and sometimes he takes his real putter, which I think is the most obnoxious thing in the whole entire world.
That feels like cheating.
Right.
Actually, if he brings like a specialized tool.
Right.
Yeah, no, that feels like cheating.
And then like if I like get a hole in one, he'll be like, cheater. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just hitting the ball. Like,
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Sounds like a 25% cheater to me, though. I'm just saying.
One of the top goals for 2023 is always the same thing. I'm going to save some money this year. You're going to have retirement cash. Everything is going to be so much better financially.
Oh, I just keep telling myself, this is the year that I figure out how to pay off my house. This is the year.
Money expert Petrina Dixon. You can find her online at itsmymoney.info. Petrina, give us three ways that we could actually do this and not just talk about it, but put the plan into action.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. So first, a lot of people need to change their money mindset. Know that you can do it. You can do it. The way that you can do it is to execute. Often we think about it. We know we need to do it, but then we don't do anything.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Right. How do we do that?
How do we do it?
Do we take stock of everything that we're spending money on? What do we do?
So you literally have to know that you can do it. And stop telling yourself you don't have enough, you don't have what everybody else has. So literally talking to yourself, having, you know, motivational, I used to put post-its up on my mirror, literally changing how you think about it by changing how you think about it.
So, okay, manifest. That's the magic word. And me and my friends always say, if you can manifest it, you can make it happen. So it's kind of like positive affirmation, Raven. It's thinking like, not just everybody else can do this, but I can do this too. And it's true. You can. So how do we actually do it now?
So the second would be track all of your income and expenses. Yes, this is called budgeting. And a lot of people don't like the word budgeting. Budgeting is actually an empowering exercise. And it's very simple. Track everything that you have coming in from all sources and then account for all things that you have to pay out, which are expenses. And this is expenses even if they don't have a due date. And let me clarify what that means. If you drive a car, oftentimes you account for the car payment and the car insurance, but not the gas that you have to put in the car. Mm. So in order for that baby to move, gas doesn't have a due date.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So you can do an Excel spreadsheet or a budget sheet, which you can also find on my website.
This is why my husband says that ignorance is bliss, because he always says, I never check our bank account. I never check what things are going in and out, because I like to just think that it just shows up. But if I actually look at it, then I realize
then you
that
would feel
it's
it.
A problem.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. Okay, so we got to know that we can do it. We have to track exactly what's coming in, what's going out, and what's the third tip?
So sometimes you just may need to earn more. Maybe you're doing all of this, or maybe when you do this, you find there's still no room for saving, or there's no room for planning for that vacation. So maybe you need to earn extra, right? And I encourage earning extra by way of doing it passively. So I chuckle when I say this. Let's just say the two of you know how to do an interview. Maybe it's 5-10 tips on how to interview a guest. That can be an ebook. Somebody is interested in doing that, that may want to start or be on a radio show, may want to have a podcast where they're interviewing somebody. That can become an ebook that's available digitally. People purchase while you're sleeping. That's an example. Package and monetize your skills.
That's interesting. You know why? Because, I mean, when we always think about, you know, things that we're selling, we just think about items, right? We think about objects. We don't think about just selling off a little surface or something we have unique insight on. That's a good idea.
Absolutely. Monetize your skill set.
All right. Three tips. And I never thought about creating an ebook and how easy it is and how much you can quickly just monetize from it. And it's already things that you're an expert in.
I think we got to have Petrina be our ebook agent.
Yes.
Boom.
All right. If you want to find Petrina for yourself, Petrina Dixon, money expert, you can head to itsmymoney.info. Thank you so much, Petrina.
Thanks for having me.
Couples argue about the strangest things. Sometimes, like, when I think my husband and I have dumb fights, like, one of my friends will text me about something they're arguing with their husbands about, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's even more dumb. Yep,
no, 100%. I completely agree. And once you're married, too, because you've had pretty much the big conversations before you get married, right? Mm-hmm. So you already had those discussions if they were going to be arguments there before. So you're willing to kill each other over things like, you know, the weather report and stuff like that.
I get a text from one of my girlfriends, and she says that her and her husband are arguing because he's upset that she opens his mail. And I go, what?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we got into an argument because he said that there should be two stacks, my stack and his stack, and I shouldn't open his stack. And my argument was, well, you never go through your mail, so why are we going to have a giant stack of, like, spam and, like, you know, credit card solicitations and
sure.
coupons and junk?
Right. Do you need new windows?
Right, exactly. She's like, so I just get it. I go through it. I rip up the junk, and I throw it away. And the stuff that's real, I set aside for him, and I don't see what the big deal is, and he's super mad about it.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I set aside my wife's mail, but just because I don't feel like opening her nonsense, right? Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's seven coupons from this place or that place or whatever. And I feel like she gets them three times a week. So how many do you really need? But, you know, she's got a stack of them somewhere. So I let her go through that stuff.
I 100% open every piece of mail that comes to my house.
Really?
And sometimes if it's not, it's like the, if I see that it's a solicitation, like a junk email, a
yeah.
junk mail.
Okay.
And it's not even to me, it's the wrong address.
Yeah.
I just throw it away.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're supposed to do return to sender or whatever,
oh,
all that nonsense.
Forget that nonsense. Yeah.
So I was so curious because, like, my husband has never said a word to me about it. And I asked him last night.
Baby, do you care if I open your mail?
No.
Do you have anything to hide in your mail?
No, maybe you'll pay the bills then.
Would you open my mail?
I do.
Did you ever find anything good?
No. Just bills.
Lots of bills.
It's funny that you are not even aware that he's actually been opening your mail this entire time.
No
right?
clue.
You're like, would you ever open my mail? He's like, I do. Like, I mean, he's like, if I didn't open it, it would not get open and the bills would not be paid.
I think that we've never had the actual conversation, but I think it's just whoever walks in that sees that there's mail in the mailbox,
yeah.
grabs it, goes inside, opens it, throws it all away, or puts whatever's important on the side, and then moves on with their life. I've never thought twice about the other one doing it as well.
So when you open it, though, I mean, if it's important or something that needs to be dealt with, you just end up leaving it for him anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like you're skimming through his feed. You're scrolling through his feed, basically.
Right. And I never thought that that would be an issue. And it made me think, like, would your husband or your spouse, your wife, would they get upset if you open their email? Their mail, not their email, their mail. Five Calls says it all. Do you think it's a big deal if you open your spouse's mail, like the snail mail that comes? My friends have been arguing about this, a couple, that he doesn't want her to open his mail. And it's like, isn't that just what you do if you live in the same house?
It's the funny thing is that the mailbox, honestly, has become the most least rewarding of all your surprises in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be, let's see if there's anything good. There's never anything good.
Just bills.
Yeah, I don't care who opens it.
1-800-330-9999. Esther, what do you think?
We're okay with it, but we're just, you know, like 100% honest with each other about everything. We don't want to hide anything, and there hasn't really ever been anything that was any kind of concern. So, yeah, we're cool with it.
I'd love to be like, you open my mail, you pay it. That's the rule. Like, you know, like, not it. That would be great, but yeah, other than that, mail is not the place where I think there's going to be any secrets whatsoever.
Hey, Dee Dee, Five Calls says it all. Does it matter if you open your spouse's mail?
I don't believe in it. If it's something very important, if it's bill, I open it because I pay the bill. And then I let him see it.
Wait. So if you're paying the bill, but you let him see it, you're like, look what I did.
Right.
I like that system. I'm up for strangers opening my mail if they're going to pay my bills.
Teresa, is it wrong to open your spouse's mail?
Yeah, I do think it's wrong. I never open my spouse's mail. I'm a second wife. So I don't care to look into any letter that has his name on it. If it's got something to do with his first wife, it'll just upset me. Anything that's for him, it's for him. I don't want to know about it. If he needs anything from me, he can come and talk to me. But if he doesn't want to include me in whatever bills he's got to pay for that situation, leave me out of it. It'll just get me upset.
We park our cars in the same garage. Like, I am exactly the same. I don't want to be in your business because I just know that if my mind starts wandering, that's how, you know, stuff like that gets crazy. Then you're making up soap operas in your brain. You have no idea what you're talking about.
DJ, Five Calls says it all. Is it okay to open your spouse's mail?
Yeah, for me, yeah. I got nothing to hide, especially in my mail. Who's getting anything by snail mail anyway? I mean, yeah, open my mail. I don't care.
Right. That's the thing is anything nefarious or salacious going on in your life is not going to arrive with a 58-cent stamp on it.
Many years ago, when my husband and I were just engaged, we weren't married yet, he got a real letter in the mail from an ex-girlfriend wanting, and it wasn't like, I want to get back together with you, but it was just like, I really want to reconnect and let you know what I'm doing. And then she was like, I have a son now, and like all kinds of stuff. And I was like, I don't know if I should show this or just rip it up and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do?
I showed it to him.
Was there a photo of the son? And did he have the same striking hairline as your husband and Dom Draper?
No.
Well, I mean, we better look right now.
Wait, it's so funny you say that. It never once crossed my mind like that. I showed it to him and he's like, just rip it up and throw it away. I don't want to talk to her. And I did. And that was the end of it.
Oh my gosh. Imagine, but I mean, when you were younger, that's before paternity stuff, man. That's it. Let's pull up that Facebook.
What if I'm a stepmom? It never even crossed my mind. Oh my gosh. Want to make some extra cash in the new year? You're not alone, but exactly how do you do that? Liz Dederer is the CEO of TheEverythingAgency.com. I always say she is the master of the side hustle, and she is a boss babe.
Love it.
You decide, yeah, I got to make some extra cash. Like, my regular job isn't cutting it. Like, where can you start right now?
So the biggest thing right now, is AI, artificial intelligence, which sounds really complex, but I'm going to give you guys a hack that's going to change the game for you. It's called ChatGPT, totally free on OpenAI. And basically, you want to think about it like a Google search plus an executive assistant. You can ask this thing anything, and it will not just give you an answer. It will literally create things for you. Example, we're using this for copywriting. We're creating a ton of blogs, a ton of social media posts. You take a social media post and you put it in Canva, create a graphic. Boom, now you're a social media agency. It's literally that simple.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been trending like crazy. And Raven and I were talking about this the other day on the air because we put in create a 15-second commercial about a Honda dealership, and it basically did our job for us.
I mean, it was decent. No question about it.
So how do you make money with that, like make it your side hustle?
There's a lot of ways to do that. One, I would say, is get on Etsy. If you, go on Canva, make a journal, make a checklist. Look at what's selling on Etsy. Go on Canva, create something, use ChatGPT to fill it in, and then boom, you've got an ebook, you've got a checklist, you've got a recipe, whatever it is. You can just turn around and sell it, literally no overhead.
Hmm. It's a product that doesn't have, it's all intellectual, basically. So it's nothing but profit for you. And now think about it, somebody else is writing it for you. Your labor force is free.
The turnaround time is virtually nothing.
Okay, so let's say you're like me, that this sounds exciting, but I don't really know how to do it, and it's a little bit over my head. What are some other side hustles that you can get in on and make some extra bank?
Honestly, the secondhand market is insane. Go on eBay, go on Amazon, and see what's trending. See what people are buying. Go to the thrift stores. Pick it up, take a picture of it, a reverse Google image search, see how much it is. You can list it right there while you're in the store without even having to buy it and see if it sells.
It's brilliant, right? No risk whatsoever.
I would say the two biggest ones right now, looking at consumer trends, looking at buying trends from businesses, is really information products through ChatGPT and Canva, and secondhand anything that you can get your hands on.
Liz, I know you mentioned to me, off the air, I'm going to say this wrong, internship program that you're spearheading. What's that about?
So an internship is a way that you can learn a skill and get paid along the way. It's per project, and right now we're spearheading it with ChatGPT. So if someone wants to learn ChatGPT, wants to learn what I'm talking about with Canva, they can go to earntorship.com and sign up, and then I'll contact them. We'll have a conversation, find out their skill set, and get them started on a project. What this does for them is, A, it gets them earning a little bit of something, and they're now developing a marketable skill that they can instantly put on LinkedIn, update their resume. Now they know AI. Now they know ChatGPT, this thing that's trending. They're heads and tails above any competition.
Brilliant.
Liz Dederer, she's the CEO of TheEverythingAgency.com. If you want to learn more about her, Liz, thank you. It was really great.
Awesome. I hope that was helpful.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Up first, trending the Golden Globes because it was last night. Here's three things that people are talking about. Up first is Michelle Yeoh. She won Best Actress in a Comedy for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And as usual, when you hit the 2-minute mark in your acceptance speech, they start playing the music to get you off.
Right.
She had an interesting response to that.
Then along came the best gift. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Shut up, please. I can beat you up, okay? And that's serious. And
she threatened to beat up the piano player.
I thought, is this going to be a thing now? Every award show, somebody's going to be threatened or, you know, struck with violence. Is that what's going to happen?
It's really sad when you read. So first of all, the piano player on the stage that does that,
yeah,
they said like she wasn't even actually playing. And she got up halfway through because everybody was beating up on her for playing,
yeah,
and left. She got off the stage. Her feelings were so hurt that people were tearing her apart. Like, she's just doing her job. Leave her alone.
Right.
She got this on Gig Masters. She was really excited to be on stage.
Yeah, it's rough.
Also, Eddie Murphy, he received the Cecil B. DeMille Award, which is a big deal. It's basically the Lifetime Achievement Award. And he gave his best advice to be successful in life.
Just do these three things. Pay your taxes. Mind your business. And keep Will Smith's wife's name mouth.
Thank you for beeping that.
Yeah. I don't know. It was funny because when he got up there, it's such a serious award to win. And obviously it's Eddie Murphy, so he's going to crack jokes. But I really wanted to hear his advice, like to success.
Yeah, you thought it would be like more serious advice.
Yeah.
Right. Like not like, you know, common sense little things, right?
Right. Like a throwback joke to Will Smith.
Right.
All right.
Right.
But the thing that made me giggle the most was Austin Butler. He won Best Actor in a Drama for his role as Elvis in Elvis.
No.
And everybody is cringing because even though the movie wrapped shooting over a year ago for some reason,
yeah,
he still keeps talking like Elvis and did it throughout his entire speech like it was totally normal. This is not what Austin Butler sounds like.
Brad, I love you. Quentin, I printed out the Pulp Fiction script when I was 12. I cannot believe I'm here right now. I just want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press for this honor.
He talked like that his whole speech, completely serious. He talked like Elvis the whole speech, but didn't, like, joke that he was talking like that.
Yeah.
Just, we're supposed to accept now that's how he talks? Isn't it weird?
Well, you know, maybe he's doing better as Elvis as he is as Austin. Right?
Well, if you missed it yesterday, Raven admitted that he has an obsession with Elvis.
That's right.
So if you were going to
give him... It's not an obsession. I'm a fan of Elvis. I don't walk around with vinyl records hoping he's going to walk out of somewhere and sign it for me.
Can you please give me an acceptance speech in 10 seconds or less where you sound like Elvis?
Well, I'd like to thank the Academy. Thank you very much. You like that movie, right? I brought it. Woo! Woo!
Okay, that's...
I can beat up the piano player.
Okay, we're good. Sometimes you get calls for people looking for love, and Raven and I got this call the other day.
Hi, my name's Michael. I am single, and I don't go to bars or clubs, so I'm actually looking for somebody to date. Can I give my telephone number in case anybody else is single out there and is looking to date somebody?
Michael, I would love to take your phone number and pass it off to somebody that's also looking for love. Here's the thing. You give me your phone number, I got to beep it out. So that's just the truth, because then if something doesn't go right, then we become liable. So,
oh, okay.
But we could take your number and maybe pass it on if we found somebody cool for you to talk to.
But Michael, tell me a little bit about you. What do you like to do for fun?
I just like to try new things. I'm basically, I like to ice skate. I like to go swimming. I like to watch a good movie. I'm down for pretty much anything. I just don't like to go to the bar scene and club scene and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 40, so I'm looking for somebody between 30 and 40 years old.
Okay. Looking for a serious thing.
Okay.
But
have you been married before?
Never.
Kids, yes or no?
No kids.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And what's your idea of a perfect date?
A perfect date? Just going out to get coffee or going to the beach and just hanging out, sitting down, talking, having a nice conversation.
All right, Michael. You seem like a lovely catch for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. I wish I could give out your phone.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I can't.
Right.
But
we could put producer Sean in charge of that.
Yeah.
Right? So that if anything happens,
right, if somebody calls,
falls on him.
Right.
Started thinking about it. It's like, where do you meet people if online dating isn't working for you and you've gone out and you've done the bars and trying to be social? Like, how do you meet somebody? And somebody had mentioned on Facebook on our page at Anna and Raven, being hooked up by a family member is the best way to meet somebody. But all I kept thinking, Raven, was, Like, but what if you hate them?
Right.
And now you're going to offend somebody in your family. But like, yeah, your buddy's weird or your coworker is like a strange person.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you ever think that that person made sense for me, right?
Yeah.
What were you thinking, auntie? No, I totally get that. There is a little bit of an obligation that you feel like to really entertain it longer than maybe you would if it was just a casual thing, if you were introduced by somebody in the middle. However, I like Michael's technique here where he's like, let me just mix it up. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if online isn't working for you right now, doesn't mean that you never can turn back to those things, but just, you know, shake it up, right? Change position, change the way that you're doing it. So if you want to talk to Michael, he sounds like a wonderful guy.
But we don't know anything about him. He only called into the radio show. And let me say, it doesn't say a whole lot. I feel like we should put a disclosure out there, right?
A disclaimer?
A disclaimer, exactly. But what we'll do, I think if you want to send us maybe a couple sentences about yourself, and give us permission to give Michael your number, we will do that. You can text us at 1-800-330-9999. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999.
Enjoying coffee on the beach sounds lovely.
Well, right, but, you know, as
unless
long
it's
as,
really hot.
As everybody is safe. And
then it's got to be an iced coffee.
There's exciting personal information to share, finally. And Raven and I are not good at keeping secrets, right, Raven?
No, it's been tough, I got to tell you. I mean, even holding out on my wife for like a couple weeks was really tough, too.
Oh, you didn't tell your wife?
No, I mean, it took me like a week or two. And then she was like, "What? Wait a minute. What? Because my wife gets too excited. Mm. And when I tell her she has to keep a secret, like she's not as good of an actor as me."
Producer Sean, are you ready to make this radio official?
I'm very much ready.
Okay. Producer Sean and his girlfriend Rachel got to tell Rachel's son, Isaac, some very big news last night.
We're really excited, and we want you to be really excited, too. You're gonna be a big brother.
Yeah.
Me and Sean are having a baby together, and you get to be a big brother. And we're so excited.
I did not.
We're so excited.
I'll go ahead and take your arm and your foot.
We're so excited.
Wait a minute. Is he taking your arm and your foot?
I guess that's an even trade-off.
Okay, Brian. Yeah.
So you were a little bit worried that Isaac wasn't going to take this so well. Isaac, how was seven, eight?
Seven, yes.
So, okay. So you were concerned, but he was happy? What happened?
So if we, you know, leading up to it, when we found out back in like late October, we were trying to prep him, say, wouldn't it be fun to have a bigger family? Maybe it'd be fun if you had a brother or sister. And he was like, no, it wouldn't be. I'm all set. I don't want it.
He's like, that would suck. So I was like, I don't want to split up my room. Yeah. He's like, I'm not sharing my video games.
Yeah, get out of here.
How are we going to, you know, break it to him where it doesn't upset him? So we decided the fun thing to do was we got him super into the Mandalorian, the Star Wars series. So we each got matching shirts and we're like, let's get him one and he'll open it and that'll be the reveal. It says like Yoda best brother. It has a picture of Yoda.
Get the play on words. Yoda best brother.
Got it.
You see what happened there?
See what they did there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he opened it and to our surprise, he was pleasantly excited about it.
Yeah.
And now he's like asking all these questions and he's like, he's more eager than I think we are.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's such
exciting.
Great news. You're going to be a daddy, Sean.
I'm really excited. I'm really happy about it. And I mean, I don't know what else to say.
It's the greatest thing in the whole world.
Right?
The greatest thing.
I mean, all these things that you're going to be learning, all these things that, you know, on a daily basis, you'll be trying to excel at.
Well, let's,
you'll be failing at left and right, you know, parenthood. You
let's
know.
Take a timeout, especially when it comes to things learning. Sean, you know, Rachel is pregnant, which is obviously, but there's certain things that you need to know that you have to treat her with extra respect. And these are the things you need to do.
I'm all ears.
One, do not argue with her. I don't care what it is. Do not argue with your pregnant girlfriend. Got it?
Okay.
Number two, get her what she wants. It doesn't matter what she wants. Get it for her. You said that she's on a Burger King kick right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Get her all the Burger King. If she says,
I'm on a Burger King kick lately, too.
Raven, nobody cares about your Burger King. You're not pregnant.
All right.
Even if she says that, you know what? She doesn't want to go overboard. Don't get her the onion rings. You surprise her with those onion rings. You got it? Number three, anticipate that she's always tired. I want you to imagine how tired you are sometimes, and you think that there's nobody in the world that can be more tired than that. She is right now. Like, it is the worst tired you'll ever feel. And most importantly, always tell her that she's beautiful, because you get really self-conscious when you're pregnant because your body's changing and it's not the way you expect, and weird things happen when you're pregnant. The weirdest things happen to your body, and she needs to constantly be reminded at how beautiful she is.
I can do all of those things.
Okay, good. I'm so proud of
Sounds like Thank such you. A good Thank guy, you. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Dean and Brianna. Brianna, let's start with you. What's going on?
Dean's friend John, who he's known forever, according to the two of them, wants to come and live with us for a month in our apartment, and absolutely no.
Why? Just because you don't want a semi-stranger living in your house, or...?
No, I mean, I know him, and I used to think of him as a good guy, but I've become very good friends with his girlfriend, Jamie, and he cheated on her. And I just don't feel like helping out this person who created this situation because, you know, he was, like, playing around. That's not okay with me. Cheating is a deal breaker for me, and I don't want her to think that I'm supporting him in any way.
Dean, mm-hmm. What's your side of this?
My side is that I've been tighter with John for way longer. I've known him forever. I'm not saying it's cool that he cheated on her, but, like, the dude's been staying with his mom for the last, like, however long it's been. Like, he needs some freedom. He needs to get out. He's been my closest friend since we were, like, you know, we were kids. And, you know, that's just the way it is. He's going to stay with us.
No, I don't. I mean, he can stay with his mother. This is his own fault. And we don't need to take him in and you know, heal his wounds when he's really hurt Jamie, and she's a great girl, and he's an idiot, and I really don't want him around. I'm kind of disgusted by him.
Yeah, this is the tricky thing. I totally get what you're saying there. I mean, obviously, the behavior is not great, and you have the right to let whoever you want into your house as you want to, Brianna. But, you know, on the other hand, you don't really expect Dean to no longer be friends with his oldest friend from his entire life because he cheated on a girl that you grew to like, right? Because, I mean, I get what you're saying right now. You don't want him to move into your house, but you're like, I don't want to know him anymore. And that's not realistic, is it?
Oh, well, I've got strong feelings about it. Yeah. I mean,
but do you think
you
could tell Dean that, you know, he can't be friends with his friend anymore? I mean,
he should rethink his friends then. I mean, like, I won't tell him to not be friends with John, but okay. I don't want John living with me.
Okay, well, that's really my question, because if you're asking him not to be civil or cordial or anything like that.
Civil and cordial, yes.
Right. And we're still friends. So the next thing to me is like, now you got a friend who's just asking not to be homeless. He's not going to be dating from your house or anything like that, right?
Is there a start and end date? Yeah, it's not like he's coming over and every night we're going to, like, have shots and celebrate him cheating on Jamie. We're not going to be celebrating the fact, but he just needs a place to stay. And, you know, he's my boy.
He's got his mom's. He's got his mom's place. I'm sorry that he's back at his mother's and he doesn't like
you. Met his mom. He can't stay at his mom. I mean...
All right, well, let's see what the audience has to say, because maybe they agree with you, Brianna. He made his bed, let him lie in it. Let him figure out where to live. It's not going to be your house. But maybe they see Dean's side, too. He's a longtime friend. He made a mistake. Doesn't mean you leave him out on the street. What's the big deal? You have an extra bedroom. He stays there for a month. He finds a new place to live. Stop being a baby. Sometimes these things happen.
The moral question to me is interesting, but the truth is that as a married guy, I'd never let anybody live in my house again. I tried that before, and it's a recipe for disaster. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's so messy. It's messy. So Dean and Brianna, well, they had friends that were a couple. And the couple, the guy cheated on the girlfriend. She kicked him out. He has come to them and is really good friends with Dean. They've been friends for years and says, can I sleep on your couch? I can't stay with my mom anymore. And Dean's like, yeah, all right. Like, you know, 1 month to find a place to live. Like, no big deal. But Brianna very much disagrees.
Listen, this is Dean's lifelong friend. They've known each other since elementary school. The girlfriend, it's a girlfriend that Brianna came to be friends with. But it's somebody that they knew just over the last couple of years. It's not somebody that they've known their entire life. Dean simply says, listen, I'm not endorsing what he did. I'm not saying that it's cool. I'm just trying to help out my friend here who tells me that he can't stand living with his mom right now.
Well, Brianna says you made your bed. I'd lie in it, right? You're not staying in my house. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, it's LaToya. I'm on the husband's side. Only because people do make mistakes, and it's your friend, and you don't. The wife doesn't get to be judgy McJudger because her her husband's friend made a mistake, and she's like, people make mistakes all the time. You can't do that. And that's his friend, and support him. If she said that she felt uncomfortable with him in the house, that's a different story, but that's not the case. So I'm on the husband's side. You can help a friend out, and things are hard nowadays. So
yeah, thanks, Leah. There is an ounce of truth to that, because if one of my friends did something and ended a relationship and it was her fault,
sure,
and she knocked on my door, of course she could stay with me.
Of course she could.
Right.
She's your friend. She needs your help right now. But if it was one of Paul's friends doing it to one of your friends.
Yeah, that's where it gets tricky. But what do you think? 1-800-330.
It's not really all that tricky. It's just that you did it to fit what you wanted. Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Dean and Brianna have a couple friends, and they have just broken up because he cheated on the girlfriend. Now he has come to them and say, can I stay on your couch? Can I just stay here for 1 month while I find a place to live? I cannot stay with my mom any longer. And Dean, who has been a lifelong friend of him, said, sure, why not? It's okay. Brianna disagrees.
Yeah, it's my oldest friend from grade school. He's asking me for a favor. I don't like that he did this in the relationship. Does it make the rest of my life more complicated? Yes. Did we like hanging out with the two of them together? Yes. But at the same time, I'm not here to be the moral police. I'm just giving him a place to hang his hat.
Brianna is the moral police. She's like, no. He cheated on our friend,
right,
and now she kicked him out, and now he has to live with his mom or figure out where to live, and it's not going to be our house. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Carol.
I am on the wife's or the girlfriend's side. I really didn't hear if they were married or not. However, I feel that the husband or the boyfriend should be respectful to who he's living with, which is her. And if she doesn't want him in the house, so be it. But she does not have a right to tell him to end a friendship. But as far as him being in the house, no.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm totally on her side. I mean, it's their home together, so they should decide that together. And if he's living at mom's house, let him stay at mom's house.
Mm.
I agree. Hi, it's Ann Raven. Who's this?
Hello. My name's Alaska. And I think that the friend should definitely go live with the mom. I don't think that he should be living at his friend Dean's house. I don't think.
Anytime that you try and bring somebody into your home when you're in a relationship and then this other person is coming in and they're obviously going to be closer to one of you than the other, it's going to create complications, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially when you have resentment towards that person because they cheated on your friend and that's the reason why they're on your couch.
Well, the thing is like, even if you don't have resentments coming in, you're going to have them by the time it's over, right? Because they're going to pick one side or the other.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brianna, our audience agreed with you. Dean, it's shady. Like, you can't have him stay at your house. He's got to find somewhere else to live.
I whatever. I mean, I guess maybe it was more women voting than I don't understand. He's not, the guy needs a place to stay. He's my oldest friend. Whatever. We said we'd agree with whatever they go with.
I think it's mostly, Dean, the fact is that you make your bed, you lie in it, right? I mean, I'm in here for the fight for you the whole time early on, but the truth is it's Bree's house too, right? And she gets to decide who she wants in her house. And if it's going to bother her every time she looks at the guy, then maybe a little bit more time is necessary. Other than that, if you create a messy situation, if you need more money to get your apartment or whatever, better get that overtime. Better make it happen.
Yeah, I guess. Get back to work.
All right. Brianna, you have to be happy to hear this.
Absolutely. Because, I'm very glad. I was getting ready to have to fight. And no, this is great. Sorry, John. Do better next time, you know? Figure it out, bud.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,100 thanks to HelloFresh. Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. Katie and Luca, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, you got it. Good luck, you two.
All right. Here we go. So Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. We got mother-son team here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Number one, season 2 was just confirmed for Wednesday, and it will return to Netflix. What's Wednesday's mom's name?
Oh, I love it, so I don't know.
Number 2, a trailer for the upcoming Grease prequel series was released. The TV series will focus mainly on the group of women that hung out together. What is the name of the women's group that consisted of Rizzo, Jan, Marty, Frenchie, and Sandy from Grease?
The Pink Ladies.
Number 3, Golden Globes were last night. In TV awards, what HBO show won the best drama series?
I don't know.
Number 4, Stephanie McMahon has stepped down as co-CEO of the WWE and resigned as her father, Vince McMahon, has returned to his post. Her husband is the chief content officer of the company. Who is her husband?
Mike McMahon.
And number 5, the internet freaked out yesterday when it realized that Amy Poehler was only 7 years older than Rachel McAdams when she played her mother in what early 2000s movie where Amy is a cool mom, not a regular mom?
We don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
I remember the first one.
Yo!
All right, Katie and Luca only got one.
Not great. No. $2,100. Let's see here.
All right, let's see. Number 1, season 2 is just confirmed for Wednesday, and it's going to return to Netflix. What's Wednesday's mom's name?
It's Morticia.
Morticia Adams, that's right. Number 2, a trailer for the upcoming Grease prequel series was released. The TV series will focus mainly on the group of women that hung out together. What's that name of the group of women? Rizzo, Jan, Marty, Frenchie, Sandy from Grease.
That's easy. That's the Pink Ladies.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I have to tell you, I thought it was a terrible idea, and then I watched the trailer, and I was like, wait a minute, this might be a great idea. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Wow.
Number 3, Golden Globes were last night. In TV awards, what HBO show won for best drama series?
I can't believe it. House of the Dragon won, and it was up against some really great competition.
Yep. Number 4, Stephanie McMahon has stepped down as co-CEO of WWE and resigned as her father, Vince McMahon, has returned to his post. Her husband is the chief content officer of the company. Who's her husband?
Triple H.
Triple H is right. And number 5, the internet freaked out yesterday when it realized that Amy Poehler was only 7 years older than Rachel McAdams when she played her mother in what early 2000s movie where Amy is a cool mom, not a regular mom?
Gotta be Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. I'm sorry, Katie and Luca. He beat you 5-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Katie and Luca cannot beat Raven.
Thanks for playing, guys. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. $2,200 tomorrow, Anna.
Thanks to Cindy. She submitted one of the questions that I used today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, submit it at annaandraven.com.